Hello and welcome back to another episode of Letters from Dad. I was actually thinking about switching the name of this podcast to Letters from Prison. It stands out and I think it'll grab more attention and give more attention to the stream that I think that it deserves. So welcome back to another episode. If you're listening on the Anchor app and you prefer to see this stream live in a video format, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at Ty Speaks. But if you prefer this audio version, you are more than welcome to continue listening. Greetings, everyone. Good, just been super busy. Yeah, I know a lot of people have been super busy lately and just, you know, getting things done, building momentum for themselves, and it's awesome. Trust your gut, Tyree. Thanks, Jamie. Sounds like a good idea. I just have been like, awesome. All right, let's get into the letter. Awesome. Thanks for stopping by anyways, but more than welcome to watch it when it's over. This is a long one. A few pages. Alright. Thank you. I'll be after it. Alright, you guys ready for this? New letter. Never encourage people to integrate into the structure of oppression. He always starts his letters off with a quote. Never encourage people to integrate into the structure of oppression. I open this letter from the deepest and most durable regions of my soul. I love you supremely. I want you to first express my appreciation in regards to your effort to writing to me. I don't expect you to write every week. Once or even twice out of the month will suffice. Words like greed, laziness, and habits can be detrimental, but need in counterproductive ways. These characteristics are expressions of something more profound and personal. The fact that you are able to point these things out in progression is progression in itself. I'm assuming spamming means taking credit or visiting other people's work to boost yours. I'm not sure as to what this word means, but the way you describe it leads me to believe that it is not representative of who you are. Okay, so quick pause in the letter. I was explaining to my dad how I was building a lot of momentum on YouTube, and I was getting a bunch of subscribers and stuff. And I explained to him how someone called me out for spamming, and I looked at this, you know, the comment that this person made to me, telling me like, oh, you know, I really appreciate your comment, but this is the third time you left a generic comment on my channel. So at first I took that very offensive, and then I looked back and I was like, you know what, he's right. I am spamming and my comments weren't genuine. So, you know, I reevaluated my strategy on how to get more interaction and more, you know, more people to come see my channel. And it went from spamming to try to build my numbers to just being genuine and try to make a connection. So I reevaluated my strategy of how I approach people. And spamming is like, I would take a regular comment. Just be like, oh, I love your channel. Come check out my channel. I would copy and paste that on multiple channels, and that's considered spamming. And you know, because the comment isn't genuine, and you're just trying to get the number. Oh, I sub to your channel. Come sub to my channel. A lot of people do like sub for sub, and which is fine, but the way I was doing it was spamming and just trying to get the number. And once I figured out I was doing that, I was like, you know, I'm not being genuine. I want to reevaluate my tactics and how I approach people and how I try to get them to be a part of my community. And that's what I did, you know. So when I do comment on other people's channels, they're more genuine, and I do try to build the connection instead of just trying to have them be another subscriber on my channel. So yeah, in short, that's what I was doing, and that's just what he's talking about. Let's get back into it. As becoming better, I need you to give me a rundown of your weaknesses as far as YouTube creativity is concerned. We need to figure out how to go harder with our ideas and put them out there. I may be an OG, but I assure you that I am always putting things together. I'm not sure as to how YouTube really works, but what do you need me to do so I can add on to the project? I don't want to necessarily participate in a joint venture. I just want to help you tap into some other dimensions. I want to commend you for holding yourself accountable for your actions. This is growth indeed. No need to apologize for anything except maybe apologize for apologizing. The visits are great, however, I am aware of the fact that people have lives, and you and Thomas Jr. are striving to position yourselves for success, which takes time and energy. No apology needed. How do I feel about everything? Everything is what it is. My feelings toward everything are... I'm not really sure what that word is. My feelings towards everything are, sir, I'm not sure, his writing's kind of messy. But my thoughts about where I'm at has been the primary reason for my feelings, or some of them. I feel defeated at times. Sometimes I feel dead. I feel great. I feel tired and out of breath. I feel great, but I feel unappreciated. I feel unconquerable. I feel violent. I feel angry. I feel high. High off of life and its painful expressions. I feel responsible. I feel crazy. I feel insane. It's a beautiful thing. I feel sensitive. I feel sexually unsatisfied. I feel alive. I feel like dying sometimes. I feel happy, I feel disrespected, I feel pain, I feel nothing. I don't feel about where I am anymore. I just exist and then live in accordance to the rules or laws of preservation. I used to masturbate almost every day, until I realized that my vital essence is what helps keep my purity and pineal glands oiled and active. My spine is important, so the fluid of life should not be extracted for unnatural reasons. The unnatural reasons are rooted in depression and deprivation of embracing my natural counterpart, which is a woman. The belly of the beast is full of processed food and carcinogens that are waiting to manifest and attack the healthy cells with this subjective being death to anyone inside of the belly of the beast. The sole smell of the soul smell of waste has become normal for many. So Tyree, I have no time to feel this place anymore. I can only protect the foundation of what brings about these feelings, and that's my thoughts, my brain, my mind, my home. This weapon is able to take information, knowledge, so that I can survive this cancer. If the water contains our arsenic poison, then I must consume this water in moderation. If the food has insects in it, then I must consume in moderation. If the canteen prices are too high, then I will have to learn how to live off the land in order to eat. Meaningless conversations become necessary entertainment to maintain necessary balance. Alienation somewhat. I've been striving to alienate myself from Western introduction for years. I have been striving to alienate myself from Western indoctrination for years. The prison industrial complex is known for painting these pictures of constricted felons for society to see, with the objective being to cast the dead weight out of economic growth and development. Recidivism is an idea or concept nurtured by the DOC, D-O-C, and instilled within the minds of the deadweight so that the business continues to grow and become lucrative. It's not tough for me to express my situation because I'm conscious of my emotional struggles. The psychological effects of prison has caused many to fall below the levels of a beast, but people are fighting for their sanity. Not everyone is affected at this magnitude. What aren't you proud of? When you're ready to show these things, just know that I have dreams and unnecessary negativity. Is there such thing as necessary negativity? Dreams are entertaining for a lot of people, but not many people embrace the consequences of such dreams. It's exciting and selfishly pursed until someone gets hurt. Being a part of it appears to be out of your character. For the sake of discussion, if you're attracted to dreams in whatever form, then we have to study the reasons and its effects. I was attracted to dreams, but the forms of dreams I was attracted to had grave consequences. Not to mention I was unstable in my thinking, which brought about unstable emotions. I just think all the 2020 states and the datelines Dateline stories that touch all the dreams that get out of my hand, that get out of my head. The obsessive people, the narcissistic people, the jealous boyfriend and girlfriend, the sinister plots to ruin people's lives. All the above are examples of dreams at its finest. The important thing to remember is that you're not exempt from drama. To remember is that you're not exempt from the hell drama has the potential of unleashing. Don't excuse your language. Some things are fucking crazy, he says. What does binds of the sum? What does binds of some feather flock together really mean? The petty and pointless shit reflects petty and pointless people. Was that mean to say? The petty and pointless shit reflects petty and pointless people. Was that mean to say? If so, I will apologize. These people, I will apologize to these people after I die. Illogic is capable of spreading like and disease that can't be contained unless you become the disease itself. Disease is the order of the day for some. This disease is unseen but felt all around. Ask yourself, Terry, what actually bothers you? The people who are illogical and close-minded, or your reasons for being around some of these people? With that exception of Mary Kate, if being around these people is a waste of time, then consider your time officially wasted. As for the love of your life, consider these points. Question: is drama all you get from her? Is it affecting you and her relationship? What are her qualities? Do you feel like she wants to change this particular behavior? How broken is she, if at all? Which I believe everyone has some ways about them that may be overwhelmingly at times. Consider these questions and then ask yourself if you and Mary-Kate have what it takes to build your heaven on earth. Be honest and truthful with yourself. Do they, the illogical people, really want to always be right, or does it appear that way? Would it be wrong to accept the people you surround yourself around to be on point? I love you supremely. I need you to understand that it's not your duty to appease people. It's not your duty to slow your speed for everyone because you might. It's not your duty to slow your speed for everyone because you might get left behind. I was taught to get where I'm going, and then when I get there, send anyone. I might have left behind a plane ticket. It sounds selfish, but trust me, Terry, it's love from a different place. I think it's actually a learning experience for you. I don't think all your expectations of people will ever be. I don't think all your expectations of people will ever be fulfilled. But keep in mind, your expectations must never be realistic, or never be unrealistic. Remember, some people won't get in until they are ready. This could take years, Tyree. So ask yourself, how much time do you have to give or waste? Are you investing time or wasting it? Only you know the answer to this beautiful question. Value your time. It is necessary. Whenever you're waking for a paycheck, you're trading large pieces of your life for money. I love you supremely. I miss you. I love you also. Your dad. Diminishing ignorance, everyone. Diminishing ignorance, everyone. Work to invest your time, not spend it. Have you ever tried adding value in the eyes of people who can pay you? Learn how to use all things around you to your advantage, now or never. Tell your brother that I love him supremely. Sorry for the pauses and the run-on sentences. His handwriting is a little hard to read, but that's the letter for you. Let's catch up with some comments.
Tell us something real quick.
Yeah. Hey, Ty Speaks. What up? I'm a moderator for 6 channels. I have to deal with a lot of spam and trolls. I don't see anything wrong with it, really. Join my crew. A few of us YouTubers are on a reality show on here. We are OKC crew. To each other. OKC. Ty only. Thanks, Andrea. Ty, you are very genuine. Thank you. Hey there, Ty Speaks. What up? Your father is very honest. He is very honest. Wow, I love your father's spiritual and philosophical ideas. Your dad is a strong man admitting all that. He is. And he doesn't know that I'm actually reading his letters. I'm gonna let him know next time I see him, but I wanted to tell him in person. And I know he wouldn't mind, because his words, you know, his words are getting out there, and that's what he always wanted to do. And eventually when we start piecing his music together, people will be able to hear his music. He is wise and brave. Thank you. Yes, he is a wise man. Not so much. We are all susceptible to the hell drama and hell dreams. Hell dreams. Exactly. Hell dreams. All people are living proof that dreams come true. You are right. That is absolutely right. Blunt but true. Gotta go. Love, light, and blessings, Terry Thomas Sr. Thank you. Hey, whoever's here, thanks for being here. This letter, sorry if my reading was a little choppy, but you know, said some very important things at the end that I think can go for anyone watching, not just for me, but you know, these messages are for anyone. Well, whoever's here is still on the stream. Let me know what you guys think about work to invest your time and not spend it. Something that he was mentioning a lot throughout the letter was, are you utilizing your time or are you wasting it? What are you doing? And a lot of the things that he was saying in this letter about how, you know, maybe everyone that you're around shouldn't be on point, you know, meaning they shouldn't be on the level that you're on. And I think that's something that I have always been trying to do, is just trying to get people to where I am on a, you know, on a thinking level, which isn't really going to happen. And a part of me just wants everyone to be on the type of level of thinking I am on, which I know won't happen. You know, everyone learns in their own different ways, and everyone grows in their own different ways. So, you know, my thinking and the way I do things will be genuine and will be unique to who I am. So, you know, it makes sense. Like he says here, remember, some people won't get it until they are ready. This could take years, Terry. So ask yourself, how much time do you have to give or to waste? Are we investing time or wasting it? Only you know the answer to this beautiful question. It's very important. Yeah, you can't turn everyone around. Yeah, that's true. You can't. And I mean, as much as you try, the only people that you're actually going to turn around are the ones who are willing to change, the ones who are willing to grow, and the ones who want a new way of thinking. So, you know, a part of me doesn't want to believe that, like, you know, everyone can't change, but at the same time, like he says, the people who are ready are the ones who are going to change. The people who are ready are the ones who are going to develop. Yeah, and everyone isn't ready for it. You're right. And, you know, the letter that I sent him, I was explaining to him how I was, there was a bunch of, there was people that I was surrounding myself around, and it wasn't benefiting me. And it was, you know, it was making me very confused and angry. And this was just his response to that letter. And he was just saying how, you know, some people, you can't always change. They're not going to be on the same level you're on. And, you know, if there are people like that, are you wasting your time with them? Because if so, like, it's not good. You can't waste your time. You saying, like, time is like your money. You lose it, you're never going to get it back. You know, you'll have more time the next day, but, you know, the time that you have right now or the time that you had yesterday, you're not going to get that back. So, yeah. That letter was great. I think I'll read it again by myself sometime soon, just to give it another read through. And another thing that he mentioned was, do you have demons that, you know, that you're still having trouble to admit to yourself, not just to people, but having trouble to admit to yourself and taking actions on those demons to become a better person? And, you know, this goes for everyone, you know, watching in the stream. Do you have demons that you're not, that you find yourself afraid to admit to yourself? Whereas if you did admit it to yourself, it would open up your eyes and help you progress and become a better person. You know, I have demons that I'm afraid to admit. Not to myself, but just to speak about in general. And I know I tell you guys I try to be as vulnerable as possible on the channel, but a part of me feels like I'm not in the position, or I'm not at that point enough to be able to express some of the demons I still have inside of me. So I think once I open up a little more, I think I'll be able to do that, especially on here in front of hundreds of people, you know. And like my dad was saying, it comes with time. And I think, you know, all the things my dad has been through and that he's still going through, he's able to express, you know, certain things like that. And you know, some of these things that he mentioned in this letter were new things that I've heard. I've never heard from him either. The whole part where he was like, I feel this, I feel that. I'll go back to it. At this point in the letter, where he was like, I feel grateful, I feel unappreciated, I feel unconquerable, I feel violent, I feel angry, I feel high, awful life and its painful expressions, I feel responsible, I feel crazy, I feel insane in a beautiful way, I feel sensitive, I feel sexually frustrated, I feel alive, I feel like dying sometimes. I feel happy. I feel disrespected. I feel pain. I feel nothing. I don't feel about where I am anymore. I just exist and then live in accordance to the rules or laws of preservation. It's interesting. So let me know how you guys feel. What are you feeling right now? just dig deep besides the I feel I'm happy or I'm upset, I'm sad. Dig a little deeper and let me know how you're feeling right now. Right now, I feel a little confused. For me, I feel a little confused. I also feel very grateful. I feel excited. I feel anxious. I feel ready. I feel more confident. And at the same time, I feel like I have no confidence. What else do I feel? Your father can express his feelings very well. Not everybody can do that. You're right. Not everybody can do that. And that takes a very high level of emotional connection with yourself to be able to do something like that. Why do I feel confused? I don't know. I just have that feeling right now. I feel happy. What else do I feel? What do you feel? Right now, what are you feeling? And for the people rewatching this stream, leave a comment below and let me know what you're feeling right now in this moment. Just genuinely. Are you upset? Are you happy? Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you grateful? Are you confused? Are you scared? What are you feeling? There doesn't have to be a reason to why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Just let me know why. Just let me know what you're feeling. A part of me feels trapped. I don't know. I feel awakened. Trending topic says he feels a little tense. Hey, there doesn't need to be a reason to why you're feeling the way you're feeling. You can just feel it. You know, and then we can break it down further from there. I feel sore. I went to the gym yesterday, I lifted, now I'm sore. I feel sore physically. Mentally, I feel relaxed, but at the same time, I feel a little on edge, you know? What do you feel? Thank you guys so much for watching. I really appreciate you sticking around for the letter. Again, I apologize for my pauses and run-on sentences, but my father's handwriting is a little messy, but thank you for watching. I hope you come back for the next episode of Letters from Prison. We changed up the name, Letters from Prison, and if you liked it, make sure you share this podcast, make sure you share this stream. And let people know what we're talking about over here. You know, it's not just me and speaking for my dad, but, you know, we're over here having a conversation and connecting some more. So make sure you subscribe to the Ty Speaks YouTube channel. Make sure you favorite this podcast so you can stay up to date for new episodes. And we'll see you in the next one.